This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
No mai, haere mai, ko hana tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now today, I'm pleased to share that TTT is entering the Beyond section and beaming in some special guests from Wellington who are bringing a comedy special to Kirikiriroa this weekend. George Fenn and Callum Wagstaff from Comedy Double Feature with Callum Wagstaff and George Fenn will be joining me shortly. But before we get into that, I'm going to give the people what they want and open the show with Rick's Pick. Yes, now for those of you who aren't familiar and are thinking, what is Rick's Pick? Basically, I have an Uncle Rick and he's a great listener of radio, great listener of music. And when I started That's The Ticket 238 episodes ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like and each week you can pick a song from the list and play Rick's Pick. And each week we do, and now I have this thing where I try and pick songs that are related to the people I'm talking to or whatever we're talking about. So for today's episode, I've gone with Double Talkin' Baby by the Stray Cats because, you know, I'm talking to a couple of people from a comedy double feature. So Uncle Rick, here's Double Talkin' Baby by the Stray Cats. Enjoy, and we'll be right on back.
Tell me, but they were too late. Yeah, what fool was to form the old thing? Yeah, you drive me crazy. Kiss of it, baby. I don't mean maybe, but double talking, baby. Please make up your mind. Whoa, first you said you would, if you still could. Yeah, back by the wheel, if I can still. Yeah, you drive me crazy. Kiss of it, baby. I don't mean maybe, but double talking, baby.
Yeah. that was this week's Rick's Pick, a track from the Stray Cats called Double Talkin' Baby, and that's exactly what I'm about to do. I was lucky enough to get on a cheeky call with Callum and George from a comedy double special that's coming to Nevada Lounge at the end of this week. So might as well just let you guys get in on the chat we had. Kia ora team, welcome back to That's The Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. And I know I said at the top of the show that I was beaming in some special guests from the Beyond section of That's The Ticket, aka not from Hamilton. I've got a couple of comedians here on the call. It's my pleasure to welcome George and Callum from the upcoming comedy double special at Navarra Lounge. Kia ora, guys. Welcome to That's The Ticket.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are we
doing? Thank you very much, Hannah, for having us.
Oh, anytime. It's always exciting going into the Beyond section. And I'm glad that you guys are, like, bringing your show down to Kirikiriroa, or up, I should say, because you're in Wellington. Yeah. Is that how geography works? I'm a podcaster, not a maps person.
I think we could, like, drive, like, just above Hamilton and then, like, swoop down into it, sort of do, like, a swooping bird sort of technique on it. If that's what Hamilton likes. I've never been to Hamilton
really?
To perform before. So, yeah, no, really not. It's just never come through.
Okay, Callum.
Callum knows all about Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I went to uni in Hamilton, and I spent like 3 or 4 years there, and I still gig there quite a bit.
Nice. Oh, well, it's a bit of a homecoming for Callum then, and it's George's first time. If you want to give advice to George, call in. Don't call in, guys. That's a joke. But I hope you enjoy your time here. I hope you vibe Hamilton so much that you want to come back. But I guess we should talk more about the show. So as I said, you guys have a comedy double feature coming up at Navarra Lounge this weekend. It's on the 18th of October, 8:30 p.m. start. And my question for you guys is, like, can you tell me a bit more about the show? What to expect?
Well, it is a double feature, so it's sort of like two shows for the price of one.
We love to see it.
I think the idea of us working together came from the vaguely spooky-esque nature of our works independently. My show is called Sexy Ghost Boy, which is about a sexy ghost boy. And Callum's is a bit more autobiographical, is the most haunted comedian in the world. So, you know, we've got that sort of spooky lineup there. I definitely want to embrace the silly season for that.
Yeah. It's a great show to do in October, for sure.
Yeah. I think people are here for it. I mean, I'm here for it. Fun fact, my sister, who I live with, has this thing called Spooktober, where every day of October she will film her jump scaring me.
So,
yeah.
I love that.
Every single day. Oh. Every single day. And then at the end on Halloween, she will release the compilation video of 31 scares.
Yeah. Like a smash cut of every jump scare.
Yeah, but then it's not always 31. She'll double scare me, and then that's what gets
yes,
me going.
Yes, because the biggest surprise of all is thinking that you got yours for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not saying we're funnier than you guys, but I feel like I just wanted to say that there's other spooky comedy going on in the Tron, not as probably like planned or rehearsed as yours.
Yeah. I mean, I'm filled with like jealousy, envy, and pity. It's a weird combination of how I feel about hearing about this. That's like awesome and terrifying. Are you okay? Oh my gosh.
I'm doing okay. We're about halfway through, so we'll get there. I'll make it to the end of the month. If you guys,
what's the best one? What's the best one you ever got?
Well, here's the thing. You realize how you fall. And when you see it on film, but like I usually just hit the deck. They say it's like you're either fight, flight, or or flight, and I'm like fall. Yeah.
Yeah. Off, right.
But like often there's ones. The other day she got me, and on the video it's like me being like I like screamed, and I'm like I'm holding a glass jar. Like it's
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But she's a it's all about the game for her. She doesn't even care what else is going on.
Yeah, no, there are rules, but I've got an off topic so out the gate. So we can circle back to the comedy double feature. Two for the price of one at Navara Lounge this Saturday. And so, George, you mentioned that your show's like burlesque. Can you tell me more about
it? Yes. The character, the show, I didn't realize this until after I'd done it a few times. I've been doing the show for like 7 years, I think, something like that. Done like 150 times. It wasn't until like the 30th one I was like, oh, like this is like a celebration of like F star 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 boys. you know, it's kind of this, the character is a ghost who's there and feels like they're quite, you know, sort of like a sexual icon, but then the show very, very quickly becomes less about, being sexy and much more about like antidotes to insecurity. Yeah, so it's sort of, it has that little flip of the, you know, a character who's like hyper confident, but then also like it's, and it feels like it's, it looks like it should be sexy, but then it's kind of not. It's kind of just really like silly. So it is burlesque and it has that sort of satirical element to it. It's sort of, it's like a burlesque show trying to be like a, like pretending it's a comedy show, which is pretending it's like a high concept, you know, performance art show, which is pretending it's a burlesque show, which is pretending it's a comedy show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so with your show alone and Callum's, but what you've just described, we've gone from double feature to like a thousand feature because the depth within yours.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, logistically, I mean, Callum's, yours is on first in the evening. So perhaps we should start in that order, you know.
Yeah. Callum, tell me more about your show. Is yours more just stand-up? Not just in like a derogatory way, but more in a classic comedy way?
And certainly not just standing and talking and telling jokes. I feel like I need to mention as well, before we go any further, George's whole show, he does not talk at all. Did we mention that?
I mean, we have now. So I can't even tell listeners that if they want to put a face to the voice because George isn't going to talk, so they're just going to see see someone and assume it's George. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing some really good facial expressions right now in response to that, but obviously the audience can't see that. Yeah, it's hard to sell on radio. Totally right there, Callum.
Honestly, you're not the first and you won't be the last. The amount of very visual things that I have unpacked on That's the Ticket will astound you. But Callum, thanks for giving us the tea here on TTT about George's show. But circling back to yours, so it's not...
Okay, yes.
It's not, air quotes, just standing and telling jokes. She's got a bit more depth, more substance.
My, I've never been that good at just standing still. So the way that I do stand-up comedy tends to be, I always end up bending my knees and my elbows and just generally moving in a very gremlin-y and angular way.
Okay.
The show itself is, I found out that there were people sort of charging so much money to have people stay in quote unquote haunted houses. And I thought, well, if they can do it, why can't I, you know, if they're making a crappy, you know, it's like a $150 a week flat into like a tourist attraction, you know, then why can't I make a, you know, $150 a week comedy show into something so much more interesting just by adding the word haunted to it. And I've always just been attracted to haunty, spooky, scary like Halloween decorations and scaring your sister and all of that good stuff. That idea really spoke to me.
I'm glad. I mean, you're talking to someone who's on board, as you know. I've been spending the month in a kind of state of fear, but like a fun level, and it's great really great timing. We've already touched on this, that you guys are bringing this one down when you have. And I want to ask, is this, have you performed these shows elsewhere? Like, this is the first time they're coming to Hamilton, but have you performed these shows in other towns?
Not together.
Not together. This is the first time matching them up.
Okay.
So to speak, which is exciting. It's like a new collaboration. Because I've seen Callum perform for the last, like, 7 years. Mm. I've always been fully pulled. You're totally right, Callum. You refuse to stay. Your angularity, your bent knees is something that's always brought me to your performance style.
Yeah.
So this is like kind of a cool. It's kind of like a meet cute. You know, not saying me and Callum are in love, but there's sort of a, you know, this, I feel like these shows working together has sort of been written in the stars. Mm. You know, it just makes a lot of sense.
Feels certainly. Right. For at least a few years, every time we sort of run into each other on the road, we've kind of been like, man, we should do it'd be cool if we did a double bill. Yeah.
And
although at the moment, we've been talking about actually doing a theatrical adaptation of the Underworld TV series. And if you ask our producer about that, that's not real. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay, we have free grant patents. And so hopefully at the end of this tour, we will have had some good development time for our theatrical production of the Underworld movie trilogy.
Okay, because you guys realize, because you've said that this is happening on That's the Ticket, it has to happen. Like, it's on the record now?
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm 100%, and me and Callum are both in 100% agreement that we're both definitely going to do this show.
The Underworld theatrical performance has to happen. It's going to be all three movies in one night as well, so buckle in. It's a long one.
All right. Yeah, no, you have my support, and I was just going to ask earlier, is this the Hamilton show, is this the only stop on the tour, or are you guys taking the double act anywhere else?
We're going to Palmy.
Oh, yeehaw.
Palmy, bro, yeah. It's which I think, George, you have done Palmy before, haven't you?
I have done quite a bit of Palmy in my time. Yeah. I quite like the scene down there.
It's pretty awesome. I love it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good place, you know, to make people laugh, you know? And it's also really nice. What I like about going to outside, like, you know, it's not even just the main centres, but it's like, you know, the sort of venues I perform at in the main centres, is you're actually really getting to perform for, like, you know, the majority of the country, you know? Like, you're not, you can definitely, in the major centres, you'll find that certain people will only go to a certain show. Mm. Whereas if you're going to the smaller towns, like, you are actually drawing from a much wider pool of people to show your work to. And I find it so much more rewarding after a show, rather than just only performing for people who kind of have an idea about what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and it adds to the spooky vibe, right? You're in for a fright in a positive way,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but
maybe we should labour that point. It's not like we're not gonna, you know, scare the bejesus out of you. It's very friendly.
Mm.
Friendly, just spooky tinged frivolity, I would say. Yeah.
I'd say as well, in terms of my philosophy, because a lot of people describe, they see my work and they're like, oh, you're really pushing boundaries. Mm. And I really don't think that's what's happening with my show at all. My show just begins incredibly weirdly, and then it gets less scary the longer that you're in it.
Okay.
So it's kind of the opposite experience of a spookiness in it. You end up feeling really comfortable and like light afterwards. But you know, if you want to, you know, I mean, you could always just ask to be scared. I mean, it's a great thing about doing interactive work is, you know, if you as an audience member want to be frightened, then you can just ask for that.
Mm.
And both me and Callum are incredibly talented and versatile performers, so you can get what you want, you know. You can have it all.
I mean, I believe that. So far, if this interview is anything to go by, I feel like I'm getting everything I want and more, team.
to meet your expectations. Yeah.
This is the thing. I have every time I have comedians here on That's the Ticket, I suddenly feel pressure that I have to also be funny. And I'm like, it's not a competition. I'm just pleased to be here learning about your guys' show. And I think what I've got.
You've already done a big, you've impressed us with the. Well, I suppose your sister impressed us.
She is very impressive.
That's very funny.
Yeah. But like, I think what I've got with this.
Well, here's the thing. If you weren't funny, then when your sister did that, that would just be concerning.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
It's a certain level of being able to support another performer, you know, yeah. You're actually demonstrating by you know, helping the audience see that and not be like, oh, no, we're concerned, you know. So don't none of this undercutting yourself, Hannah.
No, thank you, Dame. Thank you. I mean, what I was going to say is what I've got from talking to you guys and with this Comedy Double special is like, really, to my lovely listeners, we've got to see it to believe it. Like, you guys are doing a really good job of showing me what I'm in for, but it's really just making me want to see it all go down.
Oh, that's good. That's what we love.
And
that's what we aim for.
You guys do have tickets available now. It's Eventfinder, I believe. And listeners, if you're freaking out, I will put the link up to where you can get tickets with the podcast of this episode. So give the That's the Ticket with Hannah Mooney Facebook chat page a cheeky like. And then are you guys on socials? Do we want to plug any social channels for you guys?
Yeah, I'd love that. You can find me at George Fenn Fan Club. That's George Foxtrot Echo November Fan Club. I'm of course the president of my fan club.
Okay, proud of you.
My adrenal pitches. I'm the only comedian in the country that has self esteem, and that's my competitive advantage.
I'm on board. Callum, any channels you want to plug?
Yes, I do. Even though I am one of the thousands of comedians without self esteem, I'll give it a go. I am on Instagram at Callum Wagstaff Comedian. I'm on TikTok, Callum.Wagstaff. And just if you just Google Callum Wagstaff, a bunch of stuff comes up. Don't read the news articles. Just go to the socials and stuff.
Okay, that's definitely making me want to look up the news articles. But I do have one last question for you guys. It's a bit of a tradition here on That's the Ticket. So you've spent this last little while here on TTT giving me the tea, the inside scoop on your Comedy Double feature. And so my last question for you is, how do you take your tea? If you're going to have a cup of tea, how do you have it?
Oh, George, can you go?
Yeah, I can. When I have my tea, I put the bag in and then I forget about the tea. And then I come back 40 minutes later to a cup of tea, which is black and incredibly bitter. And then I put like 3 teaspoons of sugar in it and then a splash of milk. And then I drink it real fast, cold.
Okay. First time.
I feel like I associate with like tea. It's like I often make mistakes cooking tea and then I like, once I realize I'm a mistake, I like try to destroy the evidence of, you know.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I was just saying there's a first time for everything because I've had some answers to that question, but that's the first time I've had the let it brew for 40 minutes and then destroy the evidence. So well done.
Hey.
Is that by design or do you just forget about it for 40 minutes?
That's by God's design. That's, you know, that's what I was.
I think. I'm ashamed to say I don't actually drink tea, but I will say that I'm a very good gossiper because I'm a very good secret keeper. So you can tell me anything. Your secrets will die with me.
Okay. I do have a secret to share. I just found out that one of my guests on That's the Ticket doesn't drink tea. Shh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'll never talk about that again.
No, you're not my first non-tea drinker. We get a few. Do you drink coffee or are we just on the waters?
No, I don't. I drink 4.5 litres of water a day.
Oh, my goodness me. He's hydrated, team. Far out.
I've got a kidney transplant. That's in the show a little bit as well. I'm going to talk about spooky kidney transplants, being haunted by the ghost of my donor, stuff like that.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, congrats on the kidney transplant.
Yeah.
Well,
7 years today.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Okay. Well, guys, thanks for your time today. I'll let you go, but break a leg for the show, and yeah, we'll catch you at Navara Lounge.
Rock awesome. And roll. Thanks so much, Hannah.
Thank you.
Great to catch up with George and Callum from the Comedy Double Feature, which is coming to Navara Lounge on Saturday, the 18th of October. Now, even though my guests are still in the beyond, they were kind enough to send through some songs for me to play here on That's the Ticket today. I've actually got a couple of tracks that I believe are featured in George's burlesque show. And I'm going to kick things off with a song called The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunny Men. So this one's for you, George.
the Philadelphia. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
Nice spooky tune for your Tuesday. Thanks again to George and Callum for sending those tracks through. Now, today's show, as you're aware, has been working a bit differently to usual as I've had some guests in from the Beyond section and now you're back stuck with me. And it wouldn't be That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney, if I didn't do a little section on upcoming events. So here's a few of the cool things coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. So, as mentioned, comedy double feature with Callum Wagstaff and George Fenn is running at Navara Lounge on Saturday, 18th of October from 8:30pm. More info and tickets at Eventfinder. And then I also wanted to mention that George and Callum are going to be doing some stand-up on the Friday night at Navara's comedy like quickie event that they have on. It's at 5:30pm Navara Lounge. And so if you want to get double on the double feature, head on down to that. I'll put more info up with the podcast of this episode. Otherwise, go check out the Navara Lounge Facebook page. It's not just Callum and George. I think they've got a lineup of 8 comedians in on Friday night. But essentially, if you're looking for a laugh, Navara Lounge has got you covered on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th of October. Elsewhere, we've got Back to Basie, who were on That's the Ticket last episode. So that is the Hamilton Big Band, and their Back to Basie show is running at the Meteor on Saturday the 18th of October with a 7pm show. More info and tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Friends of That's the Ticket, Hamilton Playbox has Aloalo 2, the Camembert Caper, running at Rivoli Theatre until the 18th of October. More info on tickets at iTicket, but you'll want to be quick because they're flying out the door for that one. And then Queen, It's a Kind of Magic, is in at Clarence Street Theatre on Friday the 24th of October. More info and tickets at Ticketek. Now, as I like to say, I'm not the definitive guide of all the cool creative happenings in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. But yeah, that's just a few of my picks. As always, I like to say, support your local venues, support your creative mates if you can. Give them your time, volunteer, buy the tickets, go enjoy some art. But because today's episode is a bit different, I'm probably going to love and leave you very soon, dear listeners, with a couple of tracks that are on theme. I've got another one from George's show and the comedy double feature, and then a nice little Hannah pick because, you know, I want to show everyone that I did my homework and pick something on theme, not just Rick's pick. But yeah, thanks again to George and Callum for beaming in from the beyond. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket soon. But I'm going to play us out with So Fresh, So Clean from Outkast. That's also featured in George's show, I'm told. And then going to close with a classic science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show because, you know, we've been talking about a kind of spooky comedy double feature. But yeah, enjoy fam. Mā te wā.
Ain't nobody don't mess me. I'm just so fresh, so clean. I love. Milks and Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime and the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a when the leopard print Teddy Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. Left my throat warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hate to athletes, might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm just so fresh and
so fresh and so clean, clean.
Girl, you think I'm so sexy, I'm just so fresh and
so fresh and so clean, clean.
Yellow 7 9 civilians on display. My bongo hooked it up. Oh my god, dip my rim today so they can ride out to the honeycomb hide out. I'ma show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers, YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. I'm sober. 6 million ways to fold ya. Like Noah's, I get 2 views and you get pretty deep. But I call you from 80s. I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm dressed so fresh,
so fresh and so clean, clean.
Baby eyes get to running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutrition, then need a vitamin D and invite me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, I love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. Let's hit the attic to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick James and no chains and whips. I do some lips to hips jerk and double time. The boy next door's a freak. Ha ha.
Nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh,
so fresh and so clean, clean.
On the planet, the sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic.
We are
the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic.
Ain't nobody don't ask me. I'm just so fresh,
so fresh, so clean, clean.
Yeah.
took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said Cruz gave him the rules and passing the muse lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a science fiction, double feature, Dr.
FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.